Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Eric Demery, who is the president of Carpet One. And Eric, I believe you're outside of Dallas at the Gaylord Texan. Thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me on the call.
Yeah, sure. I wanted to catch up. I actually had to send one of my editors to your show this month because I've got to run off to Domatex tomorrow. Real quickly, you're at the front end of your show, so you probably hadn't gotten a lot of good feedback, but you generally walk the show kind of like a U.S. congressman and shake hands and talk to a lot of different folks. What are you hearing out there? How's your membership doing?
Well, actually, quite a number of our members are here because, as you know, Kemp, we do a pre-convention seminars, and then we have Education Day all day today prior to our stockholder meeting this afternoon. You know, most people are cautiously optimistic. There's certain parts of the country that we still have not seen much recovery in, and I think everybody knows those housing markets. But we're seeing a little uptick in business. We're having a lot of great success with some new programs, both in product and services, that our members have been aggressively marketing to their communities. And, you know, everybody's realistic now, but they understand that how important it is to go on the offense, to be more aggressive, to go out and prospect and search and find customers. The key thing for us is, and we have three messages in our theme this year. The theme is kind of a creative play on the word and, A-N-D. Mm-hmm. We use the power of and we use the ampersand single. Right. And it kind of reinforces the culture of what Carpet One is all about. And we really want to focus on, how do we bring innovative product to the consumer? How do we do that with more effective marketing? And then how do we collaborate as a group to make sure that everyone takes advantage of the best practices? Mm-hmm.
So Carpet One, I think 26 years old. You're, just as for most of my listeners know this, but I think you're about 900 storefronts strong in the U.S. and Canada. You're one of the premier buying groups in the business, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We have actually about 870 in the U.S. and 99 in Canada, as far as Carpet One foreign home storefronts.
Okay.
So we're still the largest.
Yeah. You actually have a lot of buying clout because the retailers that usually pick to be Carpet One are kind of the more established. I think you have a lot of members who are second and third generation people that have been in the flooring business for a long time. Is that right?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. Since day one, the founders of the company really said, look, we want to pick the best of the best that are out there. And we want business professionals that really value how much you can sell a product for, just as much or more than what you pay for the product. Mm-hmm. And we've really built our success on that foundation, that as long as we come up with unique, innovative, value-added, authentic benefits for the consumer in both product and services, we can and we do command a higher price at retail. And as a result, the majority of our members make substantially more gross margin than competitive independents.
Well, since I'm not down there, can you give us a rundown? I know you've got probably several good speakers, probably got some new products and programs. Talk about some of the highlights from the meeting.
We do. At Education Day, we always focus on three areas. One is financial. So we have David Romano and his consulting group, along with Gary Castle, to talk about all things such as succession planning and transferring of the business and how to operate more effectively, how to manage your cash flow. So there's a half-day seminar on that. Mm-hmm. We brought in Mary Beth Kaminsky, who has two best-selling books on how to connect with customers and how to build lifelong referral and repeat customers. So that's there. And we have a couple other guest speakers. The exciting thing is that Friday afternoon at the conclusion of our convention here, we have Magic Johnson as our guest speaker. And he is an unbelievably remarkable businessman that goes way beyond his years on the basketball court. And we are thrilled and excited to have him here to share a message of what he and his organization are doing, you know, in this tough economic climate. So it'll be a great message for our folks.
And how about from, I know generally at this meeting you roll out some new products. Is there anything that, I think it was probably a year ago that you guys rolled out a different type of relationship with Armstrong. Is there any breaking news like that at this meeting?
Yeah, there will be. A couple things I might not share with the press,
okay.
But we're pretty excited about what we've done building an entire hardwood selection system and a department. We've done the same with a completely revitalized look at our laminate offering and how we go to market there. We continue to expand in soft carpet under our exclusive and private labels, so we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. And then we got a couple other goodies, which we're going to kind of keep behind closed doors until we get it out to the marketplace.
I understand. Let me ask you another question. I was very impressed last summer when you rolled out your new vice president of marketing, Jessica, who came from the cruise industry. So what have you been busy keeping her doing?
Well, she now knows that hand-scraped wood is done by prisoners. She knows that the fuzzy side goes up. Yeah. And, you know, on a serious note, she's just a brilliant breath of fresh air. I mean, this young lady is not only in touch with our target consumer, she brings a wealth of experience on how to attract that consumer. But more importantly, because of her background at Royal Caribbean, she really understands how small entrepreneurial people think, what makes them tick, how they act, and how she has to customize kind of an a la carte menu that allows each one of our unique members to kind of pick and choose the creative materials that they think are best suited to their marketplace. And having dealt with thousands of independent and very large travel agencies and promotional cruise lines, et cetera, she's well-versed at that. And I'll tell you, she's done some stuff that I've never seen anybody hit the ground running with so much credibility and excitement as this very professional woman, and we're just thrilled to have her.
Actually, at the last meeting, she helped you change the tagline, which I thought was an excellent tagline. Remind me again what that was for Carpet 149.
Well, look, I think we're the king of taglines. I think even prior to me, we probably had 9 or 10 of them. And all good taglines with good intentions, Gail Kemp. But The truth is, in today's marketplace, whether you look across major chain stores, whether it's a Walmart or a Home Depot, et cetera, the truth is you have to communicate quickly what you are. And we are beautiful, made affordable.
That's right. Yeah.
And everything that we build going forward will kind of resonate with that simple statement and play to our strengths, what we feel we do better than anyone.
Right. I think one of the things that a lot of people know is a tagline is probably not remembered much by the target audience, but it does help you kind of get everybody rowing in the same boat in the same direction internally. So that's
yeah, it really does. And, you know, culturally, our members have one big thing in common. They all embrace and believe that, look, we truly are the experts, and we want to be known as that. And we want to be known as the store of choice for professionally installed floor covering in every single community we serve. And our members work towards that. So things like beautiful, made affordable, are kind of like a rallying cry. To your point, it's a tagline that's not, you know, who remembers it. But internally, you know, it really speaks volume as to what we believe we do best.
Right. Well, one last question. I know you're busy there. You know, based on your background and the fact that you did work for the big Orange Home Center for a while, and now you're on this side in this whole flooring channel arena, one of the things that we talked about in the past was this whole $37 installation. And how have your members been able to compete against the home centers, and are they winning that battle?
You know, we are winning that battle. As a matter of fact, they're competing very effectively. And what's unique about our organization is each entrepreneur takes a different angle at it. You know, the good thing is, look, I hate the fact that the home centers drive everything down to the lowest common denominator price point and commoditize our business and make it very difficult. But it is what it is. And at least unlike a warehouse, like a Costco that does nothing to promote, advertise, support, inventory, they do nothing to help this industry. They harm the industry. Right. At least the home centers advertise very significantly in our category. It builds awareness. It gives more people to sell to in the marketplace, and that's what we need. We need more flooring consumers in the marketplace. Now, whoever wins, God bless you. We think that once the consumer gets inside of one of our stores, that we're going to win the majority of the time. So it's no different than offering a product at half off. It's no different than Empire saying, buy one room and get 16 other rooms plus your neighbor's house for free. I mean, it's almost borders on absurdity. So we have a very authentic position. We have very authentic strategies to support beautiful, made affordable. We've done a major amount of research with the consumer to validate our position. And you'll see it. You'll see it come to light in all of the creative media that we do going forward.
Okay. Well, one of the things I did notice in your menu of different seminars, you have one seminar that's called Installation, a Competitive Advantage. And I do think that is one of the bullets in your arsenal among your members. While they advertise that kind of thing, the reality is that it probably rarely happens that you can get a house done for $37. So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Eric. Exactly. Thanks again for being with us. Again, I hope you have a great meeting down in the Gaylord Texan in Dallas. We've been talking to Eric Demery, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.